Right.
Oh, yeah, she was, like, stroking a picture and crying. And
yeah. Yeah, right. She didn't have five of the seven dwarfs on top of her. That's right.
I know one thing.
What?
I'm subscribing to Radar Magazine. Thanks so much, Radar.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Okay.
Fine.
Great.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was just calling in about the whole Vista Lay. You know, they didn't even call it Vista Lay. They called it Vista Lay, which was great. Was there any gay activity there? What's that?
Was there any gay activity there?
It's a different radar, Colonel Potter.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Rob.
Hi. Harry.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What are you calling about?
Oh, basically, I mean, that place was just a crazy house when I was there. I mean, just
crazy house.
Crazy house. A lot of sex.
Time machine, crazy house.
Clobbered. Just getting clobbered. It was great.
Okay, so you worked there and you got clobbered. Clobbered means good, like getting hammered, just get every night, just absolutely punch drunk.
Oh, it was great. So much fun. I had a blast when I was down there.
Is that when you killed the cells?
Pretty much.
Very good.
Okay. Right.
And there it is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye. He hasn't been on the show yet.
Right.
Click, 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 click.
He's not coming. We took care of that.
He's not coming.
Quickly. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello. Don and Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air. Hello.
Right. What's going on? This is Mike from Buffalo. Hi, guys.
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, listen. Before I tell you the Disneyland story, Don, as we know, you know, he got his black card a while ago. But Mike O'Meara, you got yours too, man, because when you did that, all right. At the Dick Van Patten thing, that was as soulful as it gets, man.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Pretty bomb. That was slick.
Hey, man, you know, my chops have been busted. That's really the drunk CD, the drunk sound effect they play for me.
All right.
That was cold enough, though. I dug it, man.
All right. To hear it, so soulful.
The guy's giving you a black card now, Mike.
Man, thank you very much.
You're in now.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
You're officially in. You come up to Buffalo, you can stay with me. Now listen.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Listen, I had a buddy. When I was in service, I was out in San Diego. I had a buddy whose little brother worked at Disney World out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's playing the Mickey Mouse character. It was a college thing, and he wound up beating this little kid's ass, man.
That's not good.
Because the little badass, you know, yuppie child, was kicking this dude and, you know, being real bad to Mickey. And my man looked around a few times, didn't see any chaperones, and commenced to slapping him with them big three-fingered hands. So, it was cool, man. I loved it, man.
Slapping him with those big three-fingered hands.
Like that. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, we got a break. We got something coming up here. Hello.
Hey, guys. I just want to ask you a quick question.
Yes.
If Robert's such a highfalutin businessman and makes all this money, why is it that he needs to have someone, you know, do his teeth for free?
Well, first, are you talking about Robert Mailman?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's a highfalutin businessman.
Hey, I don't care bragging about how much he makes.
Yeah, but I don't care how much money you make. I mean, that procedure would be phenomenally expensive.
Have you been to our website? Have you seen the pictures of his teeth?
His teeth, they're disgusting.
I mean, yeah, come on.
That's maybe like over 10 grand.
Well, he says that he makes over six figures a year.
He does, but he gives most of it to charity.
Well, listen, it's going to be something that we're doing for everybody.
He gives it to charity for all the kids that he's had, the kids out of wedlock.
That's right, because he's a Negro.
Yeah,
he's a Negro.
He's a fat one, too.
How long have you been his number one fan?
Oh, for a long time.
Yeah. You know those Negroes, Mike. Children out of wedlock.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the black man's story.
I have no idea.
And he has plenty of jewelry on in the picture, too.
Yeah.
So I know
that's right.
Money.
That's another black thing, isn't it, huh?
And with his black leather hat, too. Yeah,
that's a black, you know, I'm speaking your language, brother.
You think we should...
What do you feel me, dog?
Do you think we should say no dental work for you, Robert? Do you think we should do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Let him go buy his own chomp.
How about this? How about we give the procedure to a nice, deserving white guy?
I'm all right with that. Rob will agree with me.
In your opinion, do you think Robert stole that jewelry? I'm just curious. I'm trying to gauge you.
I would be surprised if he didn't, yes.
All right. Wow. And by the way, it wouldn't kill you to iron your robe before the next meeting. You know, the wizards have been talking.
Yes, I know. I'll see you there, Rob.
All right. Get bent.
Bye, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Get bent.
There you go. You don't know with a guy like that, do you? Yeah, you do.
No.
You really don't.
No, I knew right away.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. That's why I started saying, like, there's nothing about blacks. Right. I knew it.
See, I make my own stereotype there. I always think it's like, so I took the butcher knife. That's what I think. But no. They talk like people from the East.
No, they're a gay racist as well.
Anyway, check out Robert's Teeth. They're at DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can't miss it right on the front
and
page.
And I look forward to us getting them fixed for him. I think that's going to be... And the way we're going to fix them, I think, is just yank them all out.
Yeah, Bridget Jones says that she's got a dentist, and she's going to go check out his office to make sure that he's okay. Like, not like Marathon Man with the other jokes we were making yesterday.
Picture her checking out the office. You know, she drives down, takes a right, a left, and then... She's in a very strange, abandoned warehouse part of town.
Yeah.
Come right in. Yes.
Welcome.
It's like a scene out of Minority Report. Like the guy that works on his eyes.
Oh, it's like that.
Big nurse with a mole comes out.
All right, now this string opens up the refrigerator. This string leads you to the bathroom. Whatever you do, don't scratch or touch your eyes.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, Minority Report is one that is hard to go by, especially if it's in HD.
Yeah.
I watch it every time.
And that's my favorite scene in Minority Report is when he gets the eyes done.
You know my favorite scene?
Which one?
When the old lady in the garden gives Tom Cruise the kiss.
The real kiss. Open mouth kiss.
And that broad was on some soap opera that we watched.
One Life to Live,
right?
She had a recurring role on there.
A girl from Minority Report. Oh, we got a break. I guess we'll have to hold off on Robert, speaking of him and his teeth, and the mayor from Spokane. Because if I'm not mistaken, I do believe the three words, yes, that don't strike fear into people's hearts, are coming up next on the show. That do not strike fear into hearts of America.
What three words?
What three words?
Now I'm trying to guess.
It's not hauling for cash. Oh. See, those are three words that do strike fear into hearts of all Americans.
No, it's not.
Okay. Oh, press your luck.
No. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is a copyrighted feature.
And this time, we're calling a pet store. And I'm going to disguise my voice and attempt to purchase 10 parakeets. Let's see what happens.
Hello, House of Pets.
Yes. Do you sell parakeets there?
Yes, we do.
Excuse me. How many do you have?
I think we have 7 or 8 at the present time.
Well, I'm going to need 10.
Well, we have another store in the area, and I'm sure we could get 2 more from them.
I see. In other words, you'd have to go to another store then, huh?
Yes, we would.
Okay, well, let me think about it, and I'll get back to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Albert Brooks. I'm DJ.
The Don and Mike Show. With purrs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Even remember the Meat Puppets? I bet you don't.
I remember this song.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the Meat Puppets, baby.
One hit wonder.
I think it's a dirty thing.
And when I wake up,
I think it's got something to do with bodies.
I think you're right.
Meat Puppets. Okay, the Albert Brooks tape was a great lead-in, because we're gonna try to do one of our standards here. Isn't that something?
Oh, this is really something.
Although, perhaps. Maybe not a competition this time.
You always say that, and you don't play by your own rule.
I know.
You will say that to me, and then we will be 60 seconds into the bit, and you will have said, isn't that something, 15 times already.
Try not to this time.
Are we using those voices? Are we using those voices?
I'd like to...
How about as a game, you can't say, isn't that something, until he says it. And then he can't say it until you say it, so it has to go back and forth.
That might be a little confusing.
That's like playing cards again.
Yeah. No, it's fun.
Why did you just... Rules are fun.
Okay, do you want... Isn't that something or how about that?
It doesn't matter. It'll still be a competition. Because then we'll just... You know, if we both have it, we're still going to see who can say it the most. So do I count?
I think
I agree with you in what I think you're trying to say here. It is better if we hold back on it, because then it becomes just, isn't that something the whole time?
How about we really do
the interview.
How about we try to show some restraint?
We should.
And when it's time for isn't that something or how about that, it really means something.
And it just drips with insincerity. So, you know, he goes on, he talks about his whatever he's talking about, and then when he answers us and we go, oh... Isn't that something?
See, but my fear is always that they will go on too long, and that's why I'm dying to jump in with the,
now,
isn't that something, or how about that?
I think Rob's idea is not necessarily that bad an idea. If we trade them off, and we just trade them off.
Okay, explain to me the order again, then.
You start, I do this, you do the first, second, you do the second, you do the third, I do the fourth, that's it. And really, that, you know, if the other guy jumps in, you know, Rob probably could yell, foul!
Okay.
But then we just trade them off. Like when we're doing those incredibly Clio award-winning radio spot.
Yeah. Chicken ticketed for crossing the road.
Foul! what's that a foul?
He was joking. He was joking.
Chicken is a kind of foul.
Foul.
You'll see.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm taking myself out of the game.
Link and Helena Moore. They learned the answer to the age-old question, why did the chicken cross the road? Because the chicken doesn't know that jaywalking is illegal. What is this? Oh, their chicken got a ticket.
Because the chicken apparently was crossing the road illegally and causing a traffic jam.
They're ready to go on the air, Rob?
Get ready for your call.
Okay.
All right, and I resisted saying it then.
Yes.
Now, normally when we were playing the game, I would have said it then just to set the whole thing up.
Good restraint, Mike.
Calling Link and Helena Moore.
Hey. What? You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
How about that?
The chickens got into the wiring.
Isn't that something?
Now you're already out of control with it. You're already losing control.
No, I'm not.
We're sorry. Oh. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Okay, we'll try it one more time. Watch me dial, Rob.
Clearly,
1-7-6-0. Why not just give out the dumb number?
Might as well.
Two.
That's it.
Please. Come on, ring. Isn't that something? Maybe I was misdialing. Oh, time for the music.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, is this Link?
Yeah.
Link, hi. Don from the Don.